Hachette Audio presents Hell and Gone. Written by Dwayne Swierczynski. Read by Pete Larkin.
For David Hale Smith. Ma prima avea ciascun la lingua strata, coi denti verso lor duca perceno, ed elle avea del culfato trombetta. Dante. Inferno. Canto 21, lines 137 through 39. Save me, darling, I am down, but I am far from over. Frank Stallone. Far from over.
Dear Julie, this is going to be hard to explain, but...
Chapter 1. She had crossed to the other side. She was part of the land. She was wearing her culottes, her pink sweater, and a necklace of human tongues. Tim O'Brien, the things they carried. Julie Lippman woke up early the day her boyfriend died. As she forced her eyes open and searched her memory bank for the date, she was relieved to discover it was Sunday, the last day of Christmas break, and she had absolutely nothing to do until that evening, when a bus would, she hoped, bring Bobby back to campus. Nothing to do was good, because she was hung over to the point of active nausea, and her head throbbed from all the blow and the lack of sleep. It had all seemed like a good idea at the time, a kind of exorcism. Final wiping of the slate before a return to what she prayed was normalcy. God, what a week. She hadn't seen Bobby since the day before break. He had left in the middle of the night the day before Christmas Eve without a word. She had been vaguely aware of him kissing her forehead before slipping downstairs and out the townhouse door into the brisk December morning, leaving nothing but the start of a lame goodbye note that she later fished out of the waste paper basket in his dorm room. At the time, though, she thought he was being a dick. Still, Julie was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe the semester has stressed Bobby out, and he needed a little time to himself. So she decided to be a good girl the first week. Went home, did the Christmas thing. Got mildly buzzed on some good white wine, like her father would ever miss it. Watched cable TV, even tried to read a little of next semester's Lit anthology. But by New Year's Eve, she'd grown bored with the good girl thing. Was she supposed to live like a nun? Just...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?